Okay.
Let's start it, mister.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Ron.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. Hopefully I won't be sneezing. I'm not sure if I'm having an allergy attack from swimming today or if I'm coming down with a cold. Hopefully the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just don't breathe on me just in case.
I know, because you just came off the cold. And so anyway, I'm doing great.
Good. Good. We can find you at...
CoachSBR.com. There I am. And I'm going to revamp my website one of these days as soon as I'm off season, which it seems is slowly coming to that point.
Yeah.
And where can we find you, Ron?
Triathica.com.
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 The Triathica Academy. And you've got all sorts of little tabs and stuff on your website and just a plethora of information, all things triathlon.
Lots of exciting stuff coming
up,
too.
So what are we going to talk about today?
You know, I thought we'd talk about people that have inspired us athletically, maybe people that got us involved in triathlon in the first place, people that motivate us today, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of our triathlon mentors, so to speak.
Yeah.
People that might have been inspired by us and gotten into triathlon.
Yeah.
So, should we start with you? Who?
Ladies first.
You want me to start?
Yeah.
Well, I think the first real live evidence I saw of triathlon was Jerry Brooks, who is a really cool guy. Shout out to Jerry. Used to live in the same neighborhood as me. I don't know if you know Jerry.
No.
He's been around for quite a long time doing triathlons and... you know, I was in my 30s at the time and raising my kids, and I had a hybrid bike, and I would ride it, you know, had my kids on the back or whatever, and was a soccer player and also a runner, and I'd be running in the neighborhood, and I'd see this little older than me guy. Well, he was a little, definitely probably in his late 40s, early 50s at the time. I don't know. I don't want to give away his age because he looks amazing, and he's in better shape than most guys half his age.
Yeah.
But I would see this guy in his garage tinkering around with this bike. He'd have this bike hanging up there, and he'd have his running shorts on, and I'd think, dang, he looks pretty good, you know? And we would get to talking now and then, and I said, you know what? And I'd see him out running, and then I'd see him out on his bike, and so he told me that he did triathlons, and I go, you are crazy.
And what year is this?
This was, gosh, it was the early 90s.
Okay.
It was the early 90s, because my kids were still pretty young. Early to mid 90s, and then the first year that I did the California AIDS ride, which would have been 1999, I remember when I was out training running into him on rides, and he goes, hey, you know, next thing you know, you're going to be doing triathlons. I said, oh, it'll be a cold day in hell, you know, when I do. So eventually when I did start doing triathlons in, what, 2001, he was one of the first people that I kind of looked for in the sport, and I said, hey, you know, here I am, and I'm doing, and he was really excited to share a lot of things he knew about the sport with me and his enthusiasm. And in fact, the first Ironman I did in 2006, he was my mentor. You know, I took him out to lunch, and I said, okay, I'm going to pick your brain, and you give me all these years. I don't know how many times he's done the Ironman, but... So it turns out on the other side of it, he's now a huge inspiration to me still, because, you know, he's getting older and he's had two knee replacements.
Oh.
And he's still doing triathlons, not the long course, but he's doing sprint triathlons. And I have watched him come through each of these knee replacements at separate times and go through all the painful rehab. And he's just such a strong, determined man. I respect him tremendously, you know, not only as a triathlete, but as a person. He's just got a lot of strength of character. So that's somebody who inspired me. And he's always so supportive of me. He's like my biggest fan. He's always so excited about everything I do. And he's, you know, now that I've told him that I want to try to qualify for Kona, he's really on board with that. So.
So were you even aware of triathlon before you met him?
Or? No.
Okay.
No. I mean, I think I remembered seeing something about, you know, the whole Julie Moss thing. And,
yeah.
You know, and I think I remember hearing about a triathlon here or there, but I was maybe a little bit intrigued, but as soon as I realized that you'd have to swim, I was not a swimmer at all at that point. I mean, I could swim without drowning, but no, that was, Jerry was the face of triathlon for me, and the body, and he had a nice body.
Yeah.
See that, Jer? And he still does.
Way to go, Jer.
Okay, so that's Jerry. He's an inspiration to a lot of people. Love that guy. Okay, so what about you?
Well, you know, I have to say that I saw the original Wide World of Sports back in, I guess it was 1980, I think, the Julie Moss thing.
Mm.
That was when Iron Man was on ABC Sports, mm-hmm. Wide World of Sports. So I saw that, and it was bizarre, you know. It was a spectacle, you know, and
yeah.
It just kind of,
you're like,
kinda,
what is going on?
Yeah, so it just kind of sat there and kind of simmered, but I never gave triathlon a minute's thought. You know, I grew up as a swimmer.
Mm-hmm. Lucky for you.
Really didn't do any cycling. I mean, I had a bike and we'd ride, but it was just to ride to the store to a friend's house or something like that. And then in terms of running, I didn't run really competitive. I didn't run competitively at all until I got out of college, mm-hmm. you know. But it was in 1983 that one of the guys that I worked with, I happened to be working out of Omaha, Nebraska, and one of the guys I worked with, that I worked out with as well, said, hey, they got this race over the border in Iowa,
right,
which is just over the river. I think you should sign up for it. I'm like, okay.
Had he done one before?
What is it? No, but he was an amazing runner. He in college, he went to Penn State. So he did the Penn State relays and all
mm-hmm,
that stuff. He's
mm-hmm.
just an amazing runner. And I don't know how I got talked into it, because I didn't have a bike at the time.
Yeah.
So I had to borrow a bike from another friend of mine, and I signed up for this thing. So I can't say that I was inspired, but he's the guy who got me into it.
Now, is he still doing them? Is he?
He's never done one, to
he
my
didn't
knowledge.
Do it when
he
you
didn't
did
do it?
It.
No.
Really? So once you got into the sport, did you meet anyone in particular that stood out in your mind that inspired you, and you said, looked at them and said, I want to be like them?
Yeah. Well, you know, shortly after that, in 1984, I moved to California, and it was kind of weird because they had I've always been in automotive. My jobs have
mm-hmm.
always been automotive. So I went from Ford Motor Company and moved here to California with Mitsubishi Motors. And they had this duathlon that was Mitsubishi employees. You know, one of the people in HR put it together, and a lot of people decided to come out and do it. And by that time, I'd been competing in running races,
mm-hmm.
mostly 5Ks, 10Ks. I think I'd done a couple marathons then, but good friend of mine to this day, a guy by the name of Les Sterrett, who was in Costa Mesa, kind of talked me and another friend of mine, Brad Yamamoto, into being a team. He did it solo, and Brad and I did it as a team.
So what did you do? The run?
I did the
and
run
Brad
part.
Did, yeah, Brad
yeah.
did the bike.
Yeah. So, and from that point on, Les was kind of my inspiration, because he was a very good triathlete.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was just burning up the track.
Did
I
you
mean,
guys
he
win?
Was, he was doing great, huh?
Did you guys win?
I think Brad and I did win the team competition,
yeah.
and Les won the solo.
So you were on your way.
Yeah, but you know, I it was for fun. It,
right.
it was just Mitsubishi
right.
employees, so it wasn't
yeah.
like it was a big field or anything like that. But it was, you know, it was fun. It's like, well, this is pretty cool. And then I got asked by a Mitsubishi team to do the Orange County Triathlon.
And this
Mission
was
Viejo.
Back in the day when they,
was, yeah,
before they canceled it.
Yes, yeah, the original Orange
right.
County Triathlon,
mm-hmm.
you know, sponsored by the Performing Arts Center and all that, and Tinley and Greg Welch and, you know, all the big names
wow.
that I didn't even know who they were.
Right.
You know,
and they
there.
Swam in the lake.
Swam in the lake. And I was always picked as a swimmer because that was my background. It's like, okay, that's cool. So I just started to get in it that way, and it was always Les that was, you know, encouraging me to to do it, and he'd tell me the races he'd have coming up. And
so he can't believe where you are now.
Yeah, and Les is kind of like O's. Doesn't work out much anymore.
Well, you know, I think like triathlon, we have seasons of our lives where we get to do things and other seasons where it's a lot more difficult to get to do things. And I think you and I addressed that one time in one of our first talks with women in particular in the 40s and over age group have a lot more time to train than the younger women that are in their 30s because, you know, they've got kids like Oz does, you know, and you just, your priorities, they get all screwed up when your kids are little.
Yes,
you know, I'm just
true.
Kidding.
You know,
that's the number one priority. It's wonderful. But, you know, when you get older and your kid, you know, you've got more independence, you can do that. So who have you met along the way who's been an inspiration for you? Anybody come to mind?
Well, you know, I've got two current people that really inspire me the most, and one's, you know, very good friend of mine, Larry Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we train together quite frequently.
Right. Is he in the same age group as
he's
you?
He's aging up January 1st into my age group, so I've enjoyed 1 year without him being in my age group, so
right.
It's been kind of nice.
Oh, no.
And so now we have to sort of pick different races.
Are you guys about the same level?
No, he's better than I am. I beat him once in a while, and it irritates the crap out of him when I do that.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, there's a reason why I beat him. Like this year, I beat him at the California Half.
Mm-hmm.
But he had basically done the St. George Ironman the weekend before.
That's understandable.
As a reconnaissance
in Larry's
mission,
defense.
Yeah. So he basically wasted himself.
Way to
beat
him when
the
he's
week
down.
Before. Oh, hell yeah. So
he's an inspiration to you, and why is he an inspiration?
Larry is an amazing student of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he just within a few years, I forget what year he started racing, but he's only been in it, whatever, 5 or 6 years.
Uh-huh.
He was a runner before that,
uh-huh.
You know, so he's a great runner before that, but he's just an amazing student of the sport, knows a lot about it, knows a lot about the history, knows about training, knows
right.
what works,
right.
You know, and he's a great sounding board. For me, you know,
don't
before.
You love being around people like that? That you can have these rhetorical discussions with them about, you know, different training ideas and different training philosophies and what works and what doesn't. That is inspiring.
Yeah, well, I mean, I talked to Larry quite a bit, and I met with him before I went to Kona to get any last minute tips, and I met with him after Kona, you know, talk about recovering, getting ready for Ironman Arizona,
debriefing.
So yeah, I mean, it's great. So how about you? Who's your inspiration besides your husband these days?
Well, I would say people like, and I think I've talked to you about George and Barbara Wright before. They were these wonderful, wonderful people that have been involved in triathlon forever. They were both teachers. Barbara taught a class at Orange Coast College, like Triathlon 101
right.
class, and she really turned a lot of people onto the sport. Just wonderful, darling people. And really helped the sport grow and helped our, American Interbank Triathlon team grow. And they were just always so helpful and amazing athletes. George had gone to Kona many, many times and was, just always so, just willing to help people, willing to share his knowledge and everything. And they unfortunately have both passed away. She got diagnosed with cancer and, oh my gosh, less than 6 to 8 months after that, he actually passed away on a bike ride, on a team training ride, just weeks after he had done Kona.
He had hit by a car?
No, he had a heart attack
and
died suddenly. And Barbara, you know, she hung in there for quite a while. She was a fighter and fought the cancer for a long time, and then she passed away, I think, about a year later. I can't remember exactly. So they were like icons of the sport for me. I always looked up to them so much, and I really miss having them around to, you know, share the excitement every time I do a race I haven't done before or something like that. But I think for people who are alive right now, people that come to mind are Tommy Knapp. I don't know if you know Tommy Knapp.
No.
He's very involved in the Challenged Athlete Foundation. Mm-hmm. He's got one arm Tommy. And he was born with a birth defect where his arm was not fully developed, and he chose to have it amputated. And this guy is just an amazing athlete. I mean, he's better. Well, in fact, we laughed at Malibu. We were comparing our times. And I beat him by about a minute in the swim. And this guy, he goes, oh, fine, you beat the one-arm guy in the swim.
Yeah, don't go bragging about that one.
I know. Well, hey, I beat Tommy Knapp in the swim. But he's just this guy. And I had never gotten the opportunity to actually see him while he was racing until this year at the Pacific Coast Triathlon, because I was doing a relay, so I was doing the run leg, so I was there in the transition area the whole time. And so it was really interesting to see him come in, you know, out of the swim, and how he got out of his wetsuit and how he got on that bike. And just, he's so smooth, and the way he's able to do this with only, you know, one arm is, it's an inspiration to me. And I think that all of these guys that are involved in the Challenged Athletes Foundation and overcoming these incredible physical obstacles, they're just a huge inspiration to me. In fact, someday I would like to be able to be one of those people that helps a blind person do a triathlon. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Of course, I cry every time I see it, because, I mean,
there's a little tether cord attached.
Yes, and can you imagine the amount of trust and this deep relationship that these two individuals must develop? I mean, it's so scary to swim, you know, in open water anyway, and to not be able to see and to be attached to this person that you're just completely putting your life in their hands. And I think it would just be a hugely rewarding experience to get to do that. Of course, I'd probably be in tears the whole time, because I'm kind of a sap. But yeah, it's people like that inspire me. And people like Julia Juliason, you know, I just love her. She's kind of loud and boisterous like me, you know, crazy.
Yeah, I don't think I've been in the same room with both of you at the same time.
It's crazy. And I just love her energy, and I love how far she's come. And she is a serious competitor, man.
Oh,
you know, I mean, she trains hard. And when she puts her race face on, honey, she's got her race face on. You know, she's kicking some butt. And when the race is over, the party's on. You know, let's celebrate and let's have a good time. And I love that. I love being around triathletes that have that attitude where, you know, they train hard, they race hard, they take it seriously, but not so seriously that, you know, they're like picking every little piece of little extra tread off their tire. Not to make fun of anybody that does that, but, you know, I guess I admire people who put it all into perspective and put the most into it and get the most out of it. How's that for an answer?
That's a good answer. And I know Julia pretty well, because she rides with us occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's more of a short course person, although she's doing California
next
year, half
she's
next
gonna,
year, right?
Yeah, she did it last year, too.
Did she? Oh, mm-hmm. I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right. But, man, she rides hard. You know, she's right up there with the strongest. I was talking about Larry Davidson. She's right up there with Larry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's amazing. You know who Julia's counterpart is? I don't know if you know.
Camille.
No, not cohort. That Camille would be more of a cohort.
Okay. Who's her counterpart?
A guy by the name of Russ Jones.
Oh, okay. Yes, of course. We all know Russ.
Yeah.
Now, does he inspire you? Does Russ inspire you, or does he get under your skin?
Maybe a little of both, actually. Yeah. Russ and I have become pretty good friends. I remember meeting, I think I may have even talked about this before. The first time I met Russ was down at, in Carlsbad, it was in Carlsbad for the Carlsbad Triathlon.
Mm-hmm.
And he was looking at my bike.
And that this was when?
Oh, God. How many years ago was this?
More than 10?
No, probably not 10. It's probably been 5 or 6 years, mm-hmm. though. And he's looking at my bike, and he's like, dude, take that off. Take that
what
off.
What, did you have, like, 6 reflectors on your wheels?
No, not reflectors, but I had, you know, I had
a bell.
No, nothing quite that bad. But I had my spares kit. He says, take that off. I had two water bottles.
It's a sprint. Yeah, it's a sprint. If you get a spare and a sprint, forget it.
Yeah. He said, take those off. he's just like.
And you never met this guy before?
What to do. I knew who he was, of course, because I'd raced against him many times. You know, he was always number one. So now he decided he was going to be
your friend and help you.
Yeah, we didn't actually become friends at that point, but that's when I first, you know, started talking with him and stuff. So, and just in awe of him, because, mm-hmm. you know, at one point, a couple of years ago, he was, he had won like 30 straight races, and he was ranked number one in the USAT national mm-hmm. rankings.
Right.
I think 50, 54. He's probably 50 at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So. Just an amazing, amazing athlete.
He's got some unusual things he does. For instance, his shoe situation on the bike. Because he races only sprints. Am I correct in saying that?
Well, he just did an Olympic. He did Orange County.
Oh, he did do Orange uh-huh. County.
And he just did, this past weekend, he did a double sprint.
Oh.
What do they call that race? I forget.
The new one at the World Triathlon Corporation has now, what's it called, 5150. They're all about the numbers now.
Yeah.
5150, which is, you know, an Olympic distance.
Yeah.
Oh, so he does a few of the longer courses, but he's more what I would consider a sprint specialist.
He's very much a sprint specialist.
Yeah.
Yeah, went to Hungary, came in third in the World Sprint. But he's another good sounding board. You know, he knows his stuff, and even though he doesn't do the long stuff,
mm-hmm.
Just knows a ton about the sport, knows mm-hmm. a ton of stuff, knows a ton of people in the sport.
Right.
In fact, there's a feature article in Competitor Magazine that was released today, I think, about him.
And
about him and his, you know, philosophy of training.
Right. Less is more.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think if you're doing the sprint distance, that is very true.
Yeah.
You know, that's the exact opposite of the Mark Allen more is more philosophy.
Yeah, exactly.
More and then even more on top of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, what do you think about those philosophies? Do you think they fit every single person? I think everybody's a little bit different.
I think it totally depends on your goals mm-hmm. and where you want to go and what you want to do. Because I've trained with Russ, and you know, when he trains, it's short, but it's intense. You know, he doesn't run. I think the longest he ever runs, ever, outside of competition, is 2 miles.
No, really?
Never runs longer than, I'm pretty sure it's 2 miles.
And I mean, the run of a sprint is 3 miles. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, and plus, I have to say, as you get older, which he is, and you and I are, and we all are, the intensity becomes much more important. It becomes more important that you keep that intensity high and try to keep the volume down. That surprises me that he doesn't do anything over, you know, I would think he would be doing at least four or five miles for like a long run.
Never.
Really?
Never. And he always runs after he rides. Always.
Always.
Not most of the time, not almost all the time.
I think that's a good philosophy, even if it's only for 10 minutes or 15 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah. Or it's 15 minutes now, he's gone, you know, 2.5 miles, and he won't run that far.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. So it's just a 10-minute. And he's got that, he doesn't change his shoes. He doesn't wear bike shoes when he races the sprints, as far as I know. I mean, I haven't checked out his setup lately.
No, he races in platform pedals, one of the few people that does that.
And that's where you strap your feet in there?
Strap your running shoes in there. So you'll see that he may not have the fastest T1 times, but he almost always has the fastest T2 times.
Yeah.
Because he's already in his running shoes.
Yeah, so he just has to drop his bike off.
Right.
And grab his hat. Well, he probably doesn't even grab a hat because he's only out there for 3 miles.
No, no. And he runs old school a lot of times. Just, you know, if he didn't have to wear a shirt, he'd just be in his Speedos.
Yeah, yeah.
And shoes.
Yeah. See, it. Women, that's another thing. I'm telling you, the guys running on the course in the Speedos, where else are you going to see it? Other than triathlon. Well, it's fun to talk about people that inspire us in the sport. And one other person who I have to throw in there that inspires me, that you and I just interviewed a few weeks ago, is Christina. Christina Genter, you know? Shout out to her because she's doing the Catalina this weekend. You know, here's a girl who comes from a not athletic background, who was pretty seriously overweight, and decided she was going to change her life, and she was going to train, and she was going to accomplish these weight and nutrition goals and complete these triathlons, and she's about to do her second one, and she's on a roll. I mean, her life has changed, and this is what it takes for people to lose weight and keep it off and be healthy, is to change your lifestyle and find something you love doing, whether it's triathlons, whether it's running, water aerobics, you know, I don't care what it is. But when I see someone like her who has this passion and this determination to turn their life around, I'm inspired.
Yeah, that is inspiring.
Yeah, and you know, we have people like Russ Jones, world champions, and all this stuff, and they inspire us too. But the people on the other end of the spectrum, to me, can be just every bit as much, sometimes even more of an inspiration, because
yeah.
You look at how far they've come. You know, and you know, that takes real determination. It takes real strength.
One of the things they do, you've probably seen the Ironman videos. Every year after Ironman Kona, they put together a video, and this year's they'll air on NBC in December.
Mm-hmm.
And they always do inspirational stories. And I've got a library going back from 1991 through 2009. And they always talk about these, you know.
I'd be in tears the whole time. I can't watch that stuff.
You know, I mean, they show the whole race, but they've got these little segments where they, you know, and everyone's got inspirational stories. You talk about, you know, the blind guy that
and then there's Dick Hoyt, his son that he...
Yeah, Rick and Dickie, you know, they're not racing anymore, but, you know,
right,
there's another inspirational
around, yeah.
story. I mean, it's just loaded with them. And you talk about people... The one that I was watching today when I was on my CompuTrainer.
How can you watch these when you're on your CompuTrainer? I was on my CompuTrainer one time watching Oprah, and something, you know, sad or emotional came on. I couldn't breathe. I started crying. Next thing I know, I'm wheezing, and I'm going, holy moly, I seriously can't breathe.
Oh, wow, girl.
You can't. How can you watch that stuff?
This doesn't bother me. But there was a gal that was in this one that was 340 pounds.
Oh, my land.
She started at 340 pounds.
How did she even get out of bed?
She used to be, I forget where she played volleyball, but she was a volleyball player. Tall,
big
girl. But then she graduated and just put on a bunch of weight. But she lost over 100 pounds and then decided that she was going to try to do the Ironman.
Wow.
She didn't make the bike cutoff, but the weather that year... I think it was 1997. The wind that year was just amazing.
Yeah.
So she didn't make the bike cutoff. Yeah. But I think she went back next the following year and did it. Lost a few more pounds, came back and finished it.
Wow.
But you know, it's just every single one of those videos is just chock with inspiration. You know, and then just going to these races is inspirational, you know.
It is when you see these people. And of course, you know, I've been involved with Team and Training, and so that's always hugely inspirational to see people who are, you know, survivors of cancer and people doing it in honor. I just think it's so wonderful, this whole movement, if you will, of these charities and these fundraisers and ways that people are out doing athletic things, whether, you know, it's triathlon, like I said, running, whatever, but doing it in honor of loved ones or trying to raise money. I mean, I just think it's a great idea. I wish people would do more of it.
Yeah.
It's inspiring.
It's inspiring.
So speaking of inspiration, I think I'm catching a cold. I'm feeling pretty inspired.
You're inspired to go home and go to bed?
I'm inspired to go home and take some vitamin C.
Yeah, you should.
So anyway, if any of you listeners have anyone in your life who's been an inspiration to you that you want to share with us, please feel free. You can contact me at coachsbr@gmail.com, and they can contact you.
I'm Ron at triethica.com.
Yes, tell us your story. Ask us questions. We love to talk, but today I like to sneeze. So I guess we won't be talking for another week or so. I'll be gone. In New York City,
gone, aren't you?
Being inspired by 45,000 people, and you'll be gone this weekend doing your Silverman
Aquathon. Yeah.
And listeners, if you're going to sign up for Vi-Man, you better do it. It opened up today, and it sells out quickly. We'll be up there having a good time in Sonoma County, July 17th, 2011.
Yeah.
Opened up today, November 1st. So you want to say goodbye to our listeners, Ron?
Adios.
Adios, amigos. I'll eat my way through New York City and think of all of you. Bye now.